The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School, getting set for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles hosting the Sacred Heart Irish. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for our second game coming up. In the game completed a few minutes ago, if you weren't with us, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish held on for a 55-49 win tonight over Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart had three girls in double figures in the ball game. Leading the way with 16 points was Delaney Witt. Jessica Wurtenberger had 14 points, and Gentry Lechtenberg also with 14 points. So three girls in double figures to lead the way for the Irish. Interesting that McKinley Scholl made her first appearance since the season opener for the Irish when she was injured at Sterling. Good to see that young lady back on the floor late in the game for the Irish. Johnson Brock, they were led, as we said, by Natalie Knippelmeyer, 23 points in that game, including 6 3-pointers, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, and she had a couple of 2-pointers for her total of 23. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup in the boys' game coming up. First of all, for the visiting Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Doug Goltz. He'll go with Jack Stice. Stice is a junior at 6'2". Evan Keithley. Keithley, a 6'1 senior. Joe Simon. Simon, 6'4 and a junior. James Freshel. Freshel is a 6-foot junior. And Sam Dunn finishes out the starting five for Coach Goltz. He is a 6-foot senior for the Sacred Heart Irish. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll go with Sloan Pelican. Pelican, 5'8 and a junior. Camden Dollinghouse, a sophomore at 6'1. Kason Dollinghouse, also a sophomore at 6'1. Nick Perriott, a 6'3 senior. And Leighton Behrens, 6 foot and a junior. That's the starting five for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse and the Johnson Brock Eagles. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the opening tip-off after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State Region.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness one meal at a time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School, having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. One thing we do want to pass along, we learned during the break that tonight, with those 6 3-pointers in the girls' varsity contest, Natalie Knippelmeyer tied a school record held by Caitlin Simon. of 6 3-pointers in one game. Caitlin Simon held the record of 6, and now Natalie Knippelmeyer joins her on the record board out there in the hall, tying up with Caitlin Simon in 6 3-pointers in a ball game. So congratulations to Natalie Knippelmeyer tonight on a fine performance, 23 points total. All right, we're ready to turn our attention to boys varsity basketball. It'll be Joe Simon in to jump it up against Nick Perriott. The official steps into the circle. Here's the tip, controlled by Johnson Brock. Eagles with the basketball. Leighton Behrens quickly gives it up to Camden Dollinghouse into forecourt. Dollinghouse over on the right side. At the top of the key, they're running the weave. Nick Perriott. Boy, the ball. Here's Sloan Pelican driving for a lay-in. Up off the glass and good. Pelican with the first 2 points. Fast-moving offense there for Johnson Brock. At the top of the key is Simon with the ball. To the left wing, goes down to Keithley. Evan Keithley back up top of the circle. This is Jack Stice on the dribble. Johnson Brock in a man-to-man defense. Stice being chased after here on the near side by Leighton Behrens. Keithley in the corner left side. Finds James Freshel with the basketball. Top of the key, Keithley for a long three that's short off the rim. And coming down with a rebound for Johnson Brock is Camden Dollinghouse. Fast break on the right side. Dollinghouse hands it inside the paint. Baseline left side. Turnaround shot blocked away by Simon. Shot put up by Leighton Behrens. Simon blocked it. Sloan Pelican comes up with the ball. Pelican, top of the key, penetrates. Free throw line. Flips it to the right elbow. Goes across to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now here's Nick Perriott all the way to the corner. Baseline right side. Again to Sloan Pelican with the basketball. Pelican across to Camden Dollinghouse. They're running that weave at the top of the key, waiting for the opportunity. There's a long three from the right side that's up and off. No good. Dollinghouse, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. And getting the put back there for Johnson Brock was Leighton Behrens. He has his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 4-0. Johnson Brock with the lead. 6 minutes, 22 seconds to play in the first period. 4-0, your score. Here's Sacred Heart now on the attack offensively in the corner. Sam Dunn for three. Got it from the right corner. Sam Dunn nailed the three from the right side. 6:08 to play first quarter. 4-3. Johnson Brock by one with the basketball. On the left side is Sloan Pelican. Dribbles to the baseline. Ball is tipped away. Loose. Grabbed up by Jack Stice. Stice with the steal. Into forecourt. Lobs inside to Simon. Simon backs in. Fall away shot off the glass. Up and off. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Nick Perriott. Down court comes to Sloan Pelican with it. Pelican at the free throw line. Camden Dollinghouse. Left wing, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now moving in toward the basket with Perriott. Hands it instead to Dollinghouse. His shot is up and off, no good. Simon comes up with the rebound, falls to the floor, gets it out of there. Simon gets the ball out. Down court it comes to Dunn. Into the corner right side, Jack Stice with the basketball. Top of the key is Dunn once again. Kicks it out to Evan Keithley. Now Keithley at the top of the key to the left corner, baseline left side. They'll reset the offense with Sam Dunn dribbling out onto the left elbow. Gets a pick set there by Simon. Dunn pulls up for a long three that doesn't go. Sloan Pelican has the rebound, and he'll bring it up court for Johnson Brock. 4-3. Eagles up by one with 4:57 to play in the first quarter. On the dribble is Dollinghouse. That would be Kaysen Dollinghouse into Nick Perriott. Perriott bounced past Sloan Pelican for three from the corner. Up and off, no good. Joe Simon with the rebound. Simon with the outlet. He'll bring it down court. Give to Jack Stice. Stice across the timeline. Between the rings, top of the circle with a left-handed dribble. Stice picks up the dribble. He needs help. Coming out to get the basketball from him is Sam Dunn. Dunn will reset things here now. Works to the left side of the lane to Stice in the corner for a long three that's off the iron and doesn't go. And the rebound down to Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse down towards Sloan Pelican with the ball. Hands up to Camden Dollinghouse. Now Pelican on the dribble, guarded by Dunn. Top of the key, long three off the iron doesn't go. That one launched by Nick Perriott. The rebound came down to the Irish, and we've got a whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. The foul is going to be on Camden Dollinghouse. On Dollinghouse, his first team foul, number one, on the Eagles. Nearly halfway through the first quarter already, 4:06 to play in the first period, 4-3, Johnson Brock at home, up by one, leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Irish with the basketball. On the dribble comes Sam Dunn to set it up. Dunn picked up in the man-to-man defense by Dollinghouse. Works to the left wing. Comes to Simon at the top of the key. Simon kicks to the right side. Freshel in the paint. Freshel can't get a look. Feeds Simon in the corner. Simon wants to go around Behrens in the traffic. Has the ball stripped away loose. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock as Simon went down the avenue through the traffic there. I'm going to have to wait until they post this before I can tell you who that one was on, because there were three or four sets of hands in there. Foul is going to be on Jalen Behrens, his first, team foul number two. Waiting for the inbound pass into the corner. Evan Keithley with it. Keithley at the top of the circle. Irish with just 3 points on the board so far on a tray by Sam Dunn. 3:38 to play in the first quarter. No scoring beyond that. Jack Stice got into traffic. He's trapped. Turnaround, fallaway shot. Stice up and good. Jack Stice with his first basket of the night. And it's 5-4. The Irish are up by one. Lead changing hands twice already in the ballgame. Here's Johnson Brock with the basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse to the right side. Gives the pass into Lane Buckmeyer, who's in the lineup. Top of the key. On the right wing, Brody Taylor in the ballgame. Inside goes Behrens for a driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot. Putback up and good by Jalen Behrens. Behrens with the putback. As we said, a big game tonight for Natalie Kniffelmeyer. She tied the school record of 6 3-pointers. That's a tie now. Natalie's right in front of me. That's why we had to mention it again. Irish with the basketball back here to live action. Jack Stice with the ball. Top of the circle. Stice, left side of the free throw circle. Picked up his dribble. And a whistle and a push foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. I'm going to have to wait till they post it again here, because the official turns his back to me when he signals. The foul is on Brody Kaler. On Kaler, his first, team foul number three on the Eagles. 6-5, your score. Johnson Brock up by one. Pass inbounds, they get it into Simon under the basket, and he had an easy two. Joe Simon with his first 2 points. The lead back to the Irish, 7-6. Sacred Heart on top now. 2:26 to play first quarter. Nick Perriott in the paint. Kicks it to the corner. Long shot from the corner for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound, Buckmeyer has the ball stripped away by Stice. Stice, 3-on-2, fast break. Takes it in. He'll be called for an offensive foul. Jack Stice picks up his first personal, team foul number one on the Irish. And the basketball goes back to the Johnson Brock Eagles. I'm Randy Gatula calling the play-by-play for you tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Also available tonight on Johnson Brock's Strive TV at strive.tv/Johnson Brock. That's where you can find us if you want to watch the game along with our broadcast. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Buckmeyer puts it into the corner to Perriott, baseline right side. Perriott beats it up top. Jalen Behrens on the right corner. Dollinghouse can't get to the baseline, tries to move inside traffic, driving, laying up, Buckmeyer doesn't go, tipped away, rebound, Brody Kaler. Kaler with the basketball at the free throw line, across to the right side, goes to Nick Perriott. Perriott kicks up top, Jalen Behrens again. Left wing, Perriott dribbling, puts a shot up off balance, doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Riley Nelson, who checked into the lineup for the Irish. Nelson with his first board of the night. Bounce pass goes underneath. Simon, top of the key, done. Around to Riley Nelson, outside of the three-point perimeter. They pass the ball around. Irish lead it by one, 7-6, with 1:08 to go in the quarter. This is Joe Simon with the basketball, feeding to Sam Dunn in the corner. Now Dunn penetrates in the paint. Can't get a look. Flips it back to Stice in the corner left side. They put it into Simon. Ball is going to be stolen away on the baseline underneath by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Out to Nick Perriott. Perriott down court with the ball in the paint. Perriott pulls up. Fall away shot off the glass, up and good. Nick Perriott with his first 2 points. The lead is back to Johnson Brock, 8-7. Eagles up by one, 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. Irish to Keithley in the corner. Evan Keithley, top of the key, comes back to Simon with it. Stice backs out. They're going to play for one here. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Jack Stice, right side to Sam Dunn. Clock down to 22 seconds. Dunn dribbles out near the midcourt circle. Across court pass to Jack Stice. 8-7. Johnson Brock up by one. 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Now backing it out again is Dunn. Dunn moves to the left side of the lane, takes it all the way in, kicks it to the corner. Open look three, Stice off the rim, no. Rebound, down court pass, shot at the buzzer, does not go. And after one quarter, the Johnson-Brock Eagles lead the Sacred Heart Irish 8-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Having fun tonight here at Johnson-Brock, working with the Johnson-Brock broadcasting students. Addie Sherman is our cameraman tonight for this presentation of high school basketball on Strive TV and here on Sunny 101.3. We're back to live action, the Irish with the basketball. Sam Dunn working out on the left elbow. Irish down by one after one quarter, 8-7. Dunn on the right side of the free throw lane. Gives to Evan Keithley. Keithley with the basketball. Had it dribbled away. Ball is loose. Everybody chasing after. Simon runs it down in backcourt. Starts up court, being crowded. Simon dribbles through defenders. Gets the ball safely across the timeline. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Johnson-Brock as Simon was maneuvering down there. I think Sloan Pelican is going to be called for this one on Pelican. It's his first and team foul number four on the Eagles. 7:30 to play, first half, 8-7, Johnson-Brock by one. It's been that close all the way through. Lob pass comes into Joe Simon. Simon hands up to Sam Dunn, and he dribbles to the near side here on the wing. Man-to-man defense, guarded there by Camden Dollinghouse. Dunn picked up his dribble to the left elbow, down to Riley Nelson. This is Nelson on the dribble between the rings at the top of the key. Nelson now works to the right side of the free throw lane. Wants to go to Keithley, had the ball knocked away, hands to Simon instead. Simon can't turn and get to the bucket. Good defense there by Johnson-Brock as Leighton Behrens was keeping Simon out of that lane. Now done with the basketball again to Keithley. And we're going to have a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Jalen Behrens. On Behrens, that'll be his first personal. That's team foul number five. But no Eagle has more than one foul. Five different players with one foul each here. 6:53 to play first half. 8-7 if you just joined us. Johnson-Brock with a one-point lead. Riley Nelson who inbounded it on the near side. Tosses into Simon. Simon with a little give and go. Keeps the basketball. Spin move off the glass. Up and good. Nice move to the basket by Joe Simon. He's got 4 points, and that puts the Irish back up by one at 9-8 in a seesaw contest. Four lead changes already here in the ballgame. With the ball is Kaysen Dollinghouse. Oh, big collision in the paint as Camden Dollinghouse went toward the hoop. Riley Nelson was on the floor. I'm not sure. They may get James Freshel for this. I think Freshel came in to try and block the shot. Yes, it is. James Freshel's called for the personal. His first team foul, number two. At the free throw line will be Camden Dollinghouse. He has not scored yet tonight, shooting two shots. First one is up and good for the sophomore. Camden and Kaysen, sons of head coach Lucas Dollinghouse here at Johnson-Brock. Camden with a second shot coming up. The score tied at nine. He can put Johnson-Brock back up by one. Second free throw is up. It's good also. The Eagles retake the lead. 10-9. 6:29 to go in the first half. Here comes Jack Stice down court with the ball to Riley Nelson left side. Now Simon has it. Tries to work his way into the paint. Can't get there. And Stice will reset things at the top of the circle. Stice on the left elbow. Works to the near side now. Beats to Simon. He wants to penetrate. And we'll have contact and a foul, I think, on Leighton Behrens. Behrens picks up his second personal, team foul number 6. So one more, and the Irish are going to be in the 1-1. Back onto the floor for Johnson Brock comes Nick Perriott now. Perriott into the lineup as Behrens sets out with two personals. Baseline, they feed it in on the baseline. Up top it comes to Jack Stice just in time before the 5 count. Stice to the left side of the free throw lane to Riley Nelson down deep in the corner. Nelson clears it back up to Stice on the elbow. Comes to the near side wing. Gives to Nelson top of the circle. They tried to lob one into Simon. Couldn't get it there. Was knocked right back to Freshel. He retrieves the basketball. Hands to Nelson. Back into the hands of Sam Dunn. Irish are working the ball hard out here around the top of the key, but not having any luck penetrating this Johnson Brock defense. They're just not able to get the ball inside the paint. Stice is going to be called for an offensive foul as he shoved off on Lane Buckmeyer. Jack Stice with his second offensive foul of the night. That's three team fouls, on Sacred Heart. Second personal on Jack Stice. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Johnson Brock's basketball. Lane Buckmeyer across court to Dollinghouse. Long three, Dollinghouse. He's knocked to the floor. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Touched last by Sloan Pelican. He was down there battling with Riley Nelson for the rebound. Pelican touched it last. It'll stay with the Irish. Jack Stice will take a breather. Checking in off the bench comes Evan Keithley. Back into the lineup. Coach Doug Goltz up pacing that sideline. Same scenario over in front of the Johnson Brock bench with Lucas Dollinghouse. 10-9, Johnson Brock by one. Here's Keithley for two, a 14-footer that's up and short, doesn't go. Pulling down the defensive board is Sloan Pelican. Pelican down court quickly with the pass. Under the basket, Dollinghouse got trapped under there. Brings it back up top to Perriott. Perriott to the left wing, finds Sloan Pelican. Pelican looks for the cutter through the paint. Here's a long three from the top of the key that's off, no good. Dollinghouse rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden with 4 points, and now it's a 3-point Johnson Brock lead. 12-9, their biggest lead of the ballgame. Sacred Heart needs a bucket this trip. Keithley has picked up his dribble. This defense is really creating fits here for the Irish. Sacred Heart just kind of out of joint here, not able to really get things going offensively. Credit that equal defense. Timeout taken on the floor by Sacred Heart with 4:29 to play in the first half. 12-9, the Irish trail. Johnson Brock, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
4 minutes, 29 seconds to play in the second quarter here at Johnson Brock. Our score 12-9. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish boys in the girls' game earlier tonight. Sacred Heart got the win over JB. 55-49 was the final on that one. We're back to live action here in the second quarter. Inbound the pass to Joe Simon. Simon hands it to Sam Dunn. Spin move in the paint. Dunn can't get there. Kicks it out to Keithley on the near side. Keithley guarded by Dollinghouse. Can't get free to get to the basket. I'm impressed with this man-to-man defense that Johnson Brock is running here tonight. Sacred Heart is working very hard for every point they can get. They just can't seem to penetrate the defense to get the ball to the basket. They'd like to get it in there to Simon where he can do some damage. Now Riley Nelson with the dribble at the top of the key. Nelson picks up his dribble, tries to lob it to Simon. Ball deflected away, loose. Perriott comes up with it. Perriott, 2-on-3 fast break, holds it up and gives up to Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll put Camden Dollinghouse at the line. Camden has made 2 out of 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Has 4 points so far in the basketball game. He'll be at the line here shooting 2 shots. The foul has yet to be posted. We'll see. Dollinghouse free throw is up and good. He got the first one. Foul is going to be on Joe Simon. On Joe, his first personal, team foul number 4. on the Irish. Camden Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw attempt. He takes aim, launches the shot. It's up, it's good. Dollinghouse 4 for 4 from the line, has 6 points. And that puts Johnson Brock up by 5 now, 14-9. Eagles with the lead. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to play in the first half. Riley Nelson on the dribble. Riley Nelson gives the ball up to Carson Sells, who's in the ball game for the first time now. Sells takes it into the paint. Can't get there. Now wants to go up with a shot. No, goes to Keithley. Keithley spin move, fall away shot. He's going to be fouled. Wait a minute. We'll see who this one's on. I think we're going to have Keithley at the line to shoot two. That's right. Keithley will be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Jalen Behrens, his second personal. Team foul number 7. So I'm not sure if this is a 1-1 or if we're shooting two here. We'll wait until the official. I believe it's going to be 1-1. Evan Keithley at the line. He has not scored yet tonight. Front end of the 1-1 is on the way up. It's good. He'll have a bonus shot coming, the and one. 14-10, the lead now trimmed to 4. Irish were down by 5 there momentarily. Second shot for Evan Keithley from the charity stripe is up and good also. He hit them both. Keithley with 2 points now. And it's a 3-point Johnson Brock lead with 3:22 to play in the first half here at Johnson. This is Sloan Pelican on the dribble in the paint. Pelican driving, laying up and off, no good. The rebound to Simon. Simon pushes the ball down court quickly across the timeline himself. Gets it into forecourt. Works out onto the left elbow. Now into the paint. Working there against Perriott. Feeds to the right side with it. Sam Dunn on the dribble. Sloan Pelican gives chase to Dunn. Reverse Dunn in the paint. Falls to the floor. Feeds Simon under the bucket. Shot up and good. They got it in to Simon finally, and Simon lays it in. He's got 6 points. It's a 1-point contest, 14-13. Johnson Brock by 1, 2:45 to go in the first half. Eagles basketball on the left side of the lane. Moving toward the hoop is Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now Nick Perriott with the ball. Pelican sets a pick. Kaysen Dollinghouse for 3, up and off, no good. Carson Sells with the rebound. And as Sells comes down with the rebound, a whistle, and the foul is going to be called. The foul is on Camden Dollinghouse, his second personal, team foul number 8. We'll walk to the other end where the Irish will be shooting 1-1 at the free throw line. Riley Nelson shooting 1-1. Nelson, a 6-foot senior, has not scored yet tonight. Here in the bonus, 2:33 to play in the first half. Shot is up and off, no good, but Nelson gets his own rebound. Gives it to Simon in the paint. Basketball comes back to the top of the key. Left elbow with it. On the dribble at the top of the circle comes Sam Dunn. Dunn to the right side. Riley Nelson. Carson Sells with the ball. Sells feeds it to Keithley. Now Dunn, spin move against Pelican, can't get to the basket. Feeds to Riley Nelson. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. 1-point Johnson Brock lead, 14-13. Here comes Simon in traffic. Fallaway shot up and off, no good, and the rebound taken down by Brody Kaler. Kaler with a long down court pass to Dollinghouse in a hurry. Sloan Pelican, right side, top of the key. Long three, short off the front of the rim by Perriott. Ball stolen away on the baseline. Nice job defensively by Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer gets the ball into the corner to Kaler for 3. In and out, no good. Simon with the rebound. Ball stolen away again. And now everybody diving after the basketball. And I think we're going to have a jump ball call. Things got pretty physical for a minute. Timeout taking Johnson Brock. 1:28 to go first half. 14-13. Eagles up by 1. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We're back with you at Johnson Brock High School, a Thursday Thursday night edition of high school basketball. Tomorrow night we will be in Weeping Water with the Fall City Tigers. The Tigers taking on the Weeping Water Indians in a girl-boy doubleheader. That'll be over on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM out of Fall City. 1:28 to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock with the basketball. They set their offense into forecourt. Brody Kaler on the left wing. Kaler gives it up top to Perriott. Perriott holds the ball a minute. Now has to move inside the paint. Forces a shot up that doesn't go. Perriott battles with Keithley, and the two go to the floor. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock, I think. Yeah, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball under their own basket. Inbounding it, Kaysen Dollinghouse to toss it in. Dollinghouse lobs it into the corner right side. Long three from the corner, up and good by Brody Kaler, the freshman. Kaler nails a three from the corner on the right side. Sacred Heart down by four now in the paint. Fall away shot, done, couldn't get it. Ball tipped out. Kaler with the rebound. Lost it to Simon, then stolen back. Coming up with the loose basketball is Kaysen Dollinghouse. Down court to Perriott in the corner right side. Now Brody Kaler dribbles into the paint. Shot is up, put up in the baseline by Lane Buckmeyer, but he, I think, was fouled on the floor before the shot. We're going to see who they charge this one to. Riley Nelson's going to pick up his first personal, team foul number five. Sloan Pelican will inbound it on the baseline. Pelican to lob it into the corner left side to Kaler. Back up to the top of the key, Nick Perriott with the basketball. Perriott over onto the right wing, feeds it to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer hands to Kaysen Dollinghouse. He lost his dribble across court. Riley Nelson almost had the steal. Stolen back by Sloan Pelican. Pelican comes down to set things up to the near side. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Brody Kaler left wing to Dollinghouse. Perriott feeds into the corner. Open look right side. Didn't want to take it. Pelican again feeds to the corner. This is Buckmeyer trying to drive the baseline. Ball tipped away. Hit the back of the backboard off of Sacred Heart. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. 11 seconds to go here in the first half. 17-13. Johnson Brock up by four. Eagles will have the ball under their own basket. Kaysen Dollinghouse will inbound it. Camden Dollinghouse checks in now, replacing Lane Buckmeyer. Kaysen Dollinghouse to inbound it on the left side baseline. Lobs it up top to Kaler. Brody Kaler with 10 seconds. Between the rings on the dribble. Riley Nelson challenges him to Nick Perriott, left wing. Perriott pulls up for a three from the right side off the iron. No. Nelson with the rebound. No shot. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the Sacred Heart Irish. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 17, Sacred Heart 13. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Finding quality health care can be challenging. Nemaha County Hospital takes pride in providing a high level of care and information to their patients. With a caring, qualified staff, warm, welcoming atmosphere, and beautiful state-of-the-art facility, Nemaha County Hospital is where to turn when you or a loved one needs care or information of one's health. Your Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn provides quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Halftime here at Johnson Brock High School. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish 17-13, our halftime score. And it's time now to take a look at the halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. Close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, first off, the scoring for the visiting Sacred Heart Irish. They're led at halftime by Joe Simon on 3 field goals with 6 points. Sam Dunn hit a tray for 3. Jack Stice with 2. And Evan Keithley went 2 for 2 from the line for 2 points for Sacred Heart's total of just 13 points in the first half. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart hit 2 out of 4 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they're led by Camden Dollinghouse. He went 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, hit a field goal for his total of 6. 3 points by Brody Kaler, the freshman, on a tray that he hit. And then 2 points each for Sloan Pelican, Jalen Behrens, Nick Perriott, and Leighton Behrens for their total of 17. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock, 4 for 4, all of those shot by Camden Dollinghouse. At the half, 17-13, Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead on the Sacred Heart Irish. As we mentioned earlier in the girls' game tonight, it was Sacred Heart getting the win over Johnson Brock. 55-49 was the final in that one. Sacred Heart with 3 girls in double figures. Delaney Witt had 16, Gentry Lechtenberg with 14, and Jessica Wurtenberger with 14. Over on the Johnson Brock side of the ledger, a big night tonight for Natalie Knippelmeyer. She finished with 23 points and tied the school record, hitting 6 3-pointers in that contest. We're going to step aside now, take a 2-minute timeout, update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we're back with third quarter action coming up live from Johnson Brock High School. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance of snow. Lows down to about 23. Southwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Highs around 43. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows down to about 26.
Cloudy skies expected Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 37. 18 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School, where it's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sacred Heart Irish Boys 17-13. That's our halftime score. Want to remind our listeners that tomorrow night I'll be on the air on our sister station KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. We'll be traveling with the Falls City Tigers to Weeping Water for a girl-boy doubleheader. The Tigers taking on the Weeping Water Indians. The girls' varsity game scheduled for tip-off around 6 o'clock. We'll have a pregame show 5 minutes or so ahead of that. So we hope that if you're out and about in the area and within the listening range of KTNC, that you'll join us for tomorrow night's high school basketball. You know, the games can all be heard live online also. Anywhere you are, if you have internet service, you can hear us at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select the station you want, either KTNC or, in our case, Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM, and you can listen to us anywhere around the country. The clock wound down to zero, and quite frankly, folks, I'd expected we'd be playing ball by now, but for some reason, the officials are letting the teams remain in the huddle. Now they're breaking and coming out. We're going to get underway here with second half action. Again, Johnson Brock with a four-point lead. They led after one quarter, 8-7 by one, up 17-13. Sacred Heart will have the first possession as we move to the third quarter. This is Sam Dunn on the dribble. Dunn to the right side to Evan Keithley. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Camden Dollinghouse with the steal. He picked the pocket of Keithley. Dollinghouse will set the offense to the near side to Nick Perriott. A cross-court pass to the far side. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Around the horn right wing, Leighton Behrens holds the ball for a moment. Leighton Behrens going to have to do something with it soon. Now gets the ball up to Perriott. A cross-court pass, Sloan Pelican. Pelican with the basketball. Dribbling in, driving layup. Behrens up and off, no good. And with the rebound is Simon. Outlet pass down to Dunn. Into the corner, Jack Stice right side. Simon top of the key. Here's Keithley from the left wing. A three that's up and good. Evan Keithley with a three-pointer from the left elbow. Makes it 17-16, a one-point lead now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Eagles with the basketball at the top of the circle. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Here's a steal. Fast break going the other way. Driving lay-in up and good. He got the bucket and the foul. Sam Dunn with the driving lay-in and drew the foul. He'll be going to the line for the and one. We'll see who the foul is going to be called on. waiting to see when they post it on the board. The official again turns his back to us here. That foul is going to be on Cason Dollinghouse, his first, team foul number one of the half. 18-17, Irish just that quickly up by one, and Sam Dunn's going to try and increase it to two, and he does. So Dunn completes a three-point play, a 6-0 run to start this third quarter. The Irish have gone from a four-point halftime deficit to a two-point lead now, 19-17 with 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. The ball gets away from Leighton Behrens on the baseline, goes out of bounds. Irish will get it back. So a good first 90 seconds of play here in this third quarter for Sacred Heart as they go on a quick 6-0 run. Irish now up by two, 19-17. They have the basketball. This is Jack Stice on the dribble at the top of the key. Stice gets a little pitch set there by Keithley. Now backs it out between the rings. Dollinghouse comes out to chase him. Here's a three that's on the way from the left wing, up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Nelson. Nelson kicks it out to Jack Stice in the corner. Stice will reset things. Gets to Simon on the right side of the free throw lane. Stice tries to drive the baseline, has to back out, can't get there. Sloan Pelican with strong defense on the baseline. Here's Dunn with an open look three from the left side, up and good. Sam Dunn nails a three. He's got a quick 6 points. Timeout taken, Johnson Brock. 5:55 to play, third period. 22-17. Irish now up by five. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Fast global solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5 minutes, 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 22-17. My lucky night, I got into a drawing down there. They were having a bake sale where you could buy chances to win. They brought me a plate of cookies. I passed them out to all the Stride kids, and now they brought us a plate of brownies. We won twice tonight. Into the corner, Johnson Brock with the basketball. Driving shot up off the glass and good by Camden Dollinghouse, and I'm not sure how he got that one to fall, but Dollinghouse has 8 points now. That's the first 2 points of the quarter for Johnson Brock. 22-19, the lead is three for the Irish. This is Jack Stice with the basketball at the top of the key to the left wing. Pass comes to James Freshel. Looking underneath for Keithley. Can't get it there. Has to clear it to Simon at the top of the key. Back to Simon. Driving underneath the basket. Ball is stolen away on the baseline. Coming out of there with the steal, Leighton Behrens. Outlet pass down court. Nick Perriott on the dribble. Perriott beats it up top to Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse, that is. Nick Perriott. Bounce pass, gives it inside, Lane Buckmeyer in the paint. Buckmeyer can't get the look. Here's Perriott for three. Got it. Nick Perriott has 5 points. He nails a three. And just like that, we're tied back up at 22-all. So the little momentum Sacred Heart had coming out of halftime evaporated in a hurry as Johnson Brock answered with a quick three and a deuce here also to tie things back up at 22 apiece. 4:44 to go. Working hard. Stice in the paint has the ball knocked away. Keithley comes up with the loose basketball and feeds it back to Stice between the rings. Dollinghouse chases after Stice. Left elbow with it. Riley Nelson. Nelson guarded by Buckmeyer. Cross-court pass to Jack Stice. Stice at the free throw line. Keithley. Keithley for a long three. Got it. Evan Keithley, back-to-back three-point shots here to start this third quarter. Makes it 25-22. Sacred Heart back up by three once again. I'll tell you what, they've taken the lid off the baskets here. Oh, beautiful pass from Pelican. Put it over to Behrens. Behrens got stuffed by Simon. Great defense by Simon to stop Behrens on what looked like was going to be a sure two. Here's Dunn moving in for a lay-in and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be called on Camden Dollinghouse. On Camden, that is his third personal, team foul number two of the half on the Johnson Brock Eagles. And at the free throw line for the Irish will be Sam Dunn. He's one out of one from the line tonight. Has 9 points in the ballgame. We'll try to get into double figures here if he can. Again, that was the third personal on Camden Dollinghouse. Moment of hesitation here, a little perspiration on the floor. The officials are having to wipe up. Live tonight from Johnson Brock High School, my name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. My cameraman is Addie Sherman tonight on the Strive TV. At the free throw line, shot is on the way, short off the front of the rim. Won't drop for Sam Dunn. He's got another shot coming. He's now one of two from the charity stripe. Back into the lineup comes Kaysen Dollinghouse now for Johnson Brock. Sam Dunn, second free throw is on the way. This one is up, and he got it. Got the roll. Hit the back of the rim and then bounced through for him. Here comes Johnson Brock on the dribble into forecourt. That's Kaler with the basketball. Kaler gives up to Perriott. Oh, Sloan Pelican with the pass to the right side. And again, Barron's got stuffed over there. Jack Stites comes up with the loose basketball. I think it was Simon that stuffed him under the basket. Leighton Barron's not having a lot of luck on that baseline. That's two in a row that he's got pushed back in his face. Here's Keithley trying to get to the baseline. Falls to the floor. Keithley goes down, falls on the basketball. Eagle's going to be limping a little bit when he gets up as he fell right on the basketball on the baseline. The official coming over and requesting a towel once again on that baseline underneath. Keithley's okay, but he landed right on top of the basketball. 3:22 to play in the third quarter here at Johnson. The score 26-22. Sacred Heart up by four. They trailed by four at halftime, 17-13. So the Irish have come out here in the third quarter playing much better offense. Ready now to move back to live action. Johnson Brock's basketball. Sloan Pelican will inbound it to Nick Perriott. And Perriott down court with the basketball. Perriott gives it up to Kaler. Back to Pelican it comes. Pelican wants to go to the baseline. Nothing there. Stice with a good job defensively to take that baseline away from him. Now Sloan Pelican at the free throw line. Spin move. Left side, Brody Kaler. Kaler nailed a three from there a little bit ago. They come back to Nick Perriott. Perriott one-on-one with Keithley. Irish defense pretty effective here right now for Johnson Brock, trying to find a way to penetrate. Perriott for three. Got it. Well, that's one way to battle it. Just shoot over the top of it. Nick Perriott, his second three-pointer of the third quarter. Perriott with 8 points now, and it's a one-point Sacred Heart lead, 26-25. Here's Stice in traffic. Inside Simon. Turnaround shot, Simon. No. Rebound brought down by the Johnson Brock Eagles. Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the basketball. Hands to Perriott. Now Sloan Pelican at the top of the key. They run a weave at the top of the circle. Gives it up in traffic. Pelican. Here's Perriott again for three. This time it's off. Doesn't go. And Simon is there for the rebound. Joe Simon will bring the ball up court himself. At the top of the free throw circle. Hands it there to Sam Dunn. Dunn now with the ball. Left elbow. Keithley for three. In and out this time, and the rebound brought down by Riley Nelson. Somehow among three defenders, Nelson came up with it. Here's a three from the right side that's up and good by Jack Stice. Stice with his first three-pointer of the night. And the lead is four now for Sacred Heart, 29-25. On the right wing, Nick Perriott. Perriott hit a three from there moments ago. Now Pelican will try a three. Got it! Sloan Pelican hits a three from the right wing. 29-28. Sacred Heart's lead is evaporated to just one now. Underneath the baseline, Simon got double teamed, couldn't get to it. Back up top it comes to Stice, to the top of the key to Dunn. Jack Stice right wing. Lob pass into Simon. Double teamed immediately. Good defense under there by Jalen Behrens on Simon. To Riley Nelson, top of the key. Jack Stice holds the ball. Stice tried to drive. Ball is loose. Nelson comes up with it. Stolen away. Brody Kaler with the steal. Kaler brings it down court. Gets knocked to the floor. Got rid of the basketball to Pelican. Kaler did a good job. Pelican's pass wide of the mark. Stolen Sam Dunn. Stolen right back. Nick Perriott. Perriott down court. Bounce pass right side. Dollinghouse in the corner. Left side. That's Kaysen Dollinghouse. Top of the key. Pelican three off no good. Rebound. Riley Nelson. Fast break fast-paced basketball up and down the court. Nobody came up with any points on either trip. Still 29-28 with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Irish with a single-point lead. Evan Keithley with the ball. Tosses it up to Jack Stice between the rings. To the right elbow, Riley Nelson holds the ball. He's guarded over there by Sloan Pelican. Now with the ball, Stice up to Sam Dunn. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Sam Dunn with 10 seconds. He'll start to make the move now. Dunn tries to get inside the paint. Goes up with a shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican at the buzzer. Half-court shot. Doesn't get there. And after three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish up by one. 29-28. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Fresh 8 minutes up on the clock as we're set to move into the fourth quarter here at Johnson Brock. Boy, this has been a battle. Johnson Brock led by one after one quarter, 8-7. The Eagles were up by 4, 17-13 at halftime. And moving into the fourth quarter, Sacred Heart with a one-point lead, 29-28. And folks, it's been just that close. We're back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball on the dribble. Lane Buckmeyer gives it up to Perriott. They're running that little weave again. Across court goes Kaysen Dollinghouse. Gives it inside. Buckmeyer in traffic. Can't get to the basket. Has the ball tipped away. Got it back. Buckmeyer dribbles into the paint. Feeds it. Dollinghouse. Jump shot. Free throw line. Off no good. Stice with the rebound. He's trapped. Stice needs help. Across court pass. Finds Sam Dunn with it. Dunn will push it down court to the corner. Riley Nelson passed up an open three into the top of the key. It comes back up to Stice once again. With the basketball, Jack Stice, top of the circle, right elbow. Sam Dunn. Dunn, baseline in the corner. Simon moves to the basket. Shot off the glass, up, in and out of there. It wouldn't go. He had it in the hole, and it bounced back out on him. 29-28, Irish by one. Johnson Brock trying to retake the lead this trip down the floor. Kaysen Dollinghouse feeds it into Camden Dollinghouse. Whistle and a foul on the baseline underneath. Going to be called on the Irish. Somebody pushing off under there. Foul is going to be called on Jack Stice, his third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Irish. 29-28, Sacred Heart up by one with 6:52 to play in the ballgame. Riley Nelson leaves the lineup. Gang Freshel checks back in now for the men in green down here. Johnson Brock's basketball, Sloan Pelican. Gives a pass up to Kaysen Dollinghouse, to Camden Dollinghouse. Skip pass to Pelican in the paint. Bounce pass to Perriott. Comes out to the corner. Dollinghouse dribbles in. Whistle contact in the corner. Probably on Keithley. Evan Keithley was down there battling, trying to get a hold of that basketball. Keithley picks up his first personal, team foul number two of the half on the Irish. Johnson Brock's basketball. Dollinghouse inbounds it to Pelican in the corner. Left side of the basket. Pelican dribbles out onto the elbow. Down to Perriott. Now to Dollinghouse, top of the key. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the ball. Perriott in the paint. Camden Dollinghouse driving, laying up and good. Camden Dollinghouse found a seam. And that's the first 2 points of the quarter for either team. And now it's 30-29. Johnson Brock back up by one. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart with 6:11 to play in the ballgame. 30-29. Johnson Brock up by one. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean protein. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Oh, we've got a dandy going tonight here at Johnson Brock. So glad you could join us for the broadcast. I have lost track, but I believe we've had 9 lead changes in this game. Currently, the Sacred Heart Irish trailing Johnson Brock by 1, 30-29. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Also, a big welcome to our viewers tonight on Johnson Brock's Drive TV. We're glad to have you along with the video stream. Hope you've enjoyed the audio. We've been laying down along with that video you're enjoying at home. Here's the inbound pass to the Irish to Sam Dunn. Man-to-man defense now by Johnson Brock. Dunn picked up by Nick Perriott on the defense. Goes to the right side to Keithley. Up to Jack Stice near the midcourt circle. To the left elbow. Handling the ball. That's James Freshel. Now with it is Simon at the top of the key. No place to go inside that defense. We've seen some tenacious defense from both of these teams tonight. I've been impressed with what Johnson Brock's been able to do, keeping Sacred Heart away from the basket. Maybe a little push off there by Stice, then a whistle and a foul. The officials coming out to have a word with Sloan Pelican here. Sloan's upset about something, and the official gave him a little counseling session. Apparently, no foul called there. They're just going to say the ball belongs to the Irish. Inbounding it is Stice in the corner to Sam Dunn. Baseline right side, Dunn. Up top to Jack Stice again. To the left elbow. Keithley for three. Got it. What a shot by Evan Keithley. His third three-pointer of the night. They've all come in the second half, and once again, the lead goes back to Sacred Heart. 32-30. Barron's in the paint, can't get there. Out to Perriott. Perriott, 14-foot jumper. Off the glass, no. Rebound. Freshel comes up with it. James Freshel, the 6-foot junior. He'll bring it down court himself. Bounce pass to Simon in traffic, under the basket. Into the corner, Keithley. Can't get a look. Simon goes to the floor, out of bounds on the baseline. Ball tipped away and stolen. Nick Perriott comes up with it. 32-30. Sacred Heart up by 2. Johnson Brock with the basketball inside of 5 minutes to go now. 4:50 to show on the clock. Lane Buckmeyer to the corner, down to Sloan Pelican with the pass. Pelican gets it up top. Dollinghouse for 3. Got it. Jason Dollinghouse with his first 3 of the night. And just like that, the lead back to Johnson Brock, 33-32 on Kaysen Dollinghouse's trade. Here's a long 3, top of the key, up and off, no good, done. Rebound, try for putback, Simon, shot is up, rebound, putback, Simon, still can't get it. He had 3 tries under there, and finally Simon is fouled. And we'll put Joe Simon to the line, where he'll be shooting 2 shots and a chance to give the Irish either a tie or put him back on top. That foul on Leighton Behrens, his third personal, team foul number 3. 33-32, Johnson Brock up by 1. Simon at the free throw line. Joe Simon shooting 2. The first one is up. It's good. And we're tied up once again at 33-all. It's been that kind of a ball game, folks, all night long here. All right, back into the game now comes Camden Dollinghouse. At the free throw line, Joe Simon to try and give the Irish the lead, and he cannot. It bounces off the back of the rim and comes out of there. We remain tied at 33-all with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in regulation. With the basketball for Johnson Brock, Dollinghouse gives to Perriott. Off to Camden Dollinghouse. Now Brody Kaler handles the basketball, the freshman. Brody on the right wing, tried to go to the baseline. Jack Stice took that away. Perriott, little jumper, blocked away by Simon. Rebound brought down by Dunn. Dunn, down court pass in a hurry. Moving toward the hoop. Bounce pass underneath. Oh, an offensive foul is going to be called on Freshel. Freshel was trying to get the ball to Simon under the basket for what was going to be an easy 2, but he collided with the defender, and James Freshel picks up his second personal. 3:52 to go now. Under 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. They're calling the officials over to the bench. The bookkeepers had some kind of a question. They've got that resolved. The score tied at 33-all. with 3:52 to play in the basketball game. The foul was on James Freshel, his second. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece. Sloan Pelican with the basketball to the top of the key to Brody Kaler. Brody Kaler on the dribble. He hands the ball to Kaysen Dollinghouse. To Nick Perry, across it comes now. Sloan Pelican with the ball. Looking for the cutter through the lane. Nothing there. Defense well played. Driving lay-in. Dollinghouse up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Camden Dollinghouse will be at the line, and he'll be shooting two shots to try and break this tie ball game with 3:29 to play in the contest, tied at 33 apiece. The foul is on Sacred Heart's Joe Simon, his second personal. The first of two shots for Dollinghouse is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse has now hit 5 out of 5 from the free throw line, and he has 11 points in the ball game. Perfect from the charity stripe. He'll have a second shot coming. Johnson Brock up 34-33 now. Ready for his second shot is Camden Dollinghouse. We've got Perriott in the ballgame. Jalen Barron's back onto the floor. Lane Buckmeyer back into the ballgame. Johnson Brock substituting generously here. Towel comes out again. We've got perspiration on the floor. The official's doing a little bit of housekeeping. Leighton Barron's is out here. On the floor for the Irish, you've got Dunn, Keithley, along with Riley Nelson, Joe Simon, and Jack Stice. Must have been a lot of perspiration. They're really doing a lot of housekeeping down here, the official, cleaning things up. The clock shows 3:29 to play in the ballgame. 34-33, Johnson Brock up by one. At the line for his second free throw, Camden Dollinghouse to try and put the Eagles up by 2 points. Second shot is on the way. It's up. It is good. Dollinghouse a perfect 6 for 6 from the line, and he has 12 points in the game. 35-33, a two-point lead for Johnson Brock. Here comes Sacred Heart with a basketball to the left elbow. Gives it to Joe Simon. Top of the key, Jack Stice handles the ball. Irish down by two now with 3:15 to play in the ballgame. In the corner, right side, on the dribble, handling the ball, Riley Nelson. Nelson picks up his dribble, bounce pass gives to Simon. Simon looking for the cutter. Stice is covered well as he goes down through the paint by Nick Perriott. Again, it comes to Riley Nelson. Irish just having a hard time cracking the combination to this defense. Stice on the left side, guarded by Perriott closely. Left elbow, Keithley. Down inside of 3 minutes. Keithley, shot is up, blocked away. Great block under there by Lane Buckmeyer. Grabbing the loose basketball was Leighton Barron. Every possession critical at this juncture of the ballgame. 2:35 to go. Timeout. Johnson Brock. The Eagles up by 2:35-33. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, as we near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3 is where more commonly known. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation, as per usual. Want to remind you again that tomorrow night I'll be on the air on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, with the Fall City Tigers, as they'll be on the road at Weeping Water, taking on the Weeping Water Indians, a girl-boy doubleheader. We got an important 2.5 minutes to play here yet. Eagles with the basketball back to live action. Sloan Pelican gives up to Nick Perriott, running the weave at the top of the key. This is Kaysen Dollinghouse. Man-to-man defense by the Sacred Heart Irish. Perriott feeds it again up to Dollinghouse. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the ballgame. It's a two-point Johnson Brock lead, 35-33. Now into the paint. Fall away shot, Perriott. It's short. Rebound, Simon. Irish with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Jack Stice gets it up top. A long three. Up and off. No good for Dunn. He was going for the lead. He couldn't get it, and the rebound comes down to Sloan Pelican. Pelican outlet pass to Camden Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock with a two-point lead inside of 2 minutes to go now, 149. Irish have to turn the notch up here a little bit on the man-to-man defense, turn it up a notch. With the basketball is Brody Kaler. Kaler gives to Dollinghouse into the corner, Perriott. Johnson Brock content to run clock out here. Brody Kaler feeds it again to Dollinghouse. Now chasing after Dollinghouse is done. Dollinghouse driving, laying up and good. Camden Dollinghouse with a big move to the bucket has just put Johnson Brock up by four with a minute 21 to go. Irish need to score and score quickly here. Clock down to 1:15 to go. A four-point Johnson Brock lead. Irish need a bucket. Here comes Simon driving the baseline. Shot is up, doesn't get it. A blocking foul on the baseline. And Joe Simon is going to be at the free throw line to shoot two shots to try and chip away at this lead. I think that foul is going to be on Camden Dollinghouse on the baseline. Let's see. No, check that. It's going to be Kaysen Dollinghouse. Picks up his second personal. Kaysen Dollinghouse picks up the foul at the free throw line. And again, they're calling for the towel here. Lots of perspiration on the floor where the players were rolling around there. Gives us a moment to set the stage for you. The clock shows 1:08 to play in the ballgame. The score, Johnson Brock 37, Sacred Heart 33. The Irish are down by four. Joe Simon is at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. Simon is one out of two from the line so far tonight. He has 6 points in the ballgame. Here he'll be shooting. Well, now this may be a 1-1. Let's wait and see. No, it can't be. It's got to be a two-shot foul. Okay. Shooting two. We've only got 14 fouls. Joe Simon at the line. Chance to pull the Irish within two if he can hit them both. Simon takes aim. Shot is on the way. It's off, no good. Rimmed off. He'll get another try. Simon can make it a three-point ball game if he can hit this one. Shot is on the way up, and it is good. He got it. The junior hits the second, made one out of two. Now we got subs checking into the ball game. In for Sacred Heart comes James Freshel, replacing Riley Nelson for the Irish. 37-34, Johnson Brock up by three. 1:08 to play in the ball game. It's going to come right down to the wire. The inbound pass slipping to the floor. Traveling is going to be called, and losing his footing was Camden Dollinghouse. Apparently there was moisture over here. Dollinghouse was unguarded, slipped to the floor and fell, and what an important turnover. What an important change of possession as Sacred Heart, trailing by three, is going to get the basketball back with 1:04 to go in the game, and we know Sacred Heart's got three-point shooters out there. Evan Keithley has hit three of them tonight. Jack Stice has made one. Sam Dunn has made one. So the Irish very capable of launching a three and hitting it, which would tie the ball game. So buckle in, folks. We got 1:04 to go on this one. 37-34. Irish trail by three. Sacred Heart with the basketball. They'll play it in underneath their own bucket. Dunn to inbound it. Into Stice in traffic. He's doubled up. Ball is loose. Tipped around out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. It'll stay with the Irish. Evan Keithley will inbound it on the near side. Check that. Jack Stice will inbound it on the near side right in front of our broadcast point with 59 seconds to play. 37-34. Stice lobs it into the corner. Dunn drives the baseline. Can't get there. To the corner. Simon. Stice on the left elbow. Dunn wanted to go with the three. Doesn't. Time down to 50 seconds now. On the dribble, Freshel in the paint. Freshel, they need to get a shot off of some kind. Underneath it goes to Simon. Simon has the ball tipped away, punched out of there. When they chase after, it'll be over and back. Simon punched it out of there. The turnover gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. 37 seconds to play. 37-34. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute. You got to be enjoying this one. The Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Huge turnover there as the ball was tipped out by Simon out toward the top of the key. It went across the midcourt line before the Irish could chase it down. And that made for an over and back and gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock, on the other hand, they lost it on a very unfortunate slip and fall by Camden Dollinghouse on their previous possession. He was down here in the corner on the left side and just hit a slick spot. Feet went out from under him and got called for traveling. So, when play is resumed, we have 37.5 seconds to go. Johnson Brock has the basketball and a three-point lead here at home, 37-34. Kaysen Dollinghouse will inbound it on the side. Dollinghouse going to have to hurry. And we may have had a timeout to save the five count on the possession. Johnson Brock took a timeout. We've got time to step aside once again for a 30-second break. Don't go away. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
37 seconds to play in regulation here at Johnson Brock. The scoreboard shows 37-34. Johnson Brock up by three. The Eagles with a three-point lead and the basketball. They have possession of it. They'll play it in forecourt on the near side. Kaysen Dollinghouse to inbound the pass. Lots can happen in 37 seconds. Inbound the pass into backcourt, into Camden Dollinghouse. A whistle and a foul immediately. Going to be called on Sam Dunn. On Dunn, his first personal. That is only team foul number five, however. So we're a long ways from getting to the 1-1. The Irish are going to have to commit a bunch of fouls in a hurry if they expect to put Johnson Brock to the foul line. That's the fifth personal. Again, waiting for the inbound here by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Wait a minute. What do we got now? Oh, my. We have an offensive foul on the inbound against Johnson Brock, and yet another possession change, an unusual possession change, gives the ball back to the Irish with 35 seconds to play. What a call that was. Sacred Heart with new life. Down by three. Sam Dunn on the dribble, top of the circle, works right side of the lane. Almost lost a handle on it. It's grabbed up by Freshel on the right elbow. Freshel hands back to Dunn. Dunn in the paint, kicks it to the left elbow. Stice for three. Off, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Simon couldn't get it. He's fouled. At the free throw line will be Joe Simon. The clock is down to 19 seconds to play now. It's still a three-point Johnson Brock lead, 37-34. Simon was at the line a moment ago and made one out of two. He's 2 for 4 from the night tonight. Pierce shooting two again. Shot is up, in and out, couldn't get it. Simon has had some opportunities here in the very late going, the last minute or so, and not able to capitalize. He'll get another attempt and could make it a two-point ball game with 19 seconds. Simon, second free throw. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's off. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse is fouled immediately. 16 seconds on the clock. And we'll walk to the other end. And we'll put Camden Dollinghouse to the free throw line. And that's not who's... Well, wait a minute. No, we won't. That's only team foul number six. I got ahead of myself. Camden Dollinghouse is 6 for 6 from the line. So the Irish would probably just as soon not have him shooting anyway. Johnson Brock will play it in with 16 seconds under the Sacred Heart basket. They inbound it to Nick Perriott. Perriott will be fouled immediately. That took 2 seconds off the clock. We still show 14.1 seconds to play. It's a three-point Johnson Brock lead, and Nick Perriott is going to go to the line here to shoot 1-1. He could very well ice this ball game. A lot can happen in 14 seconds, but let me tell you, a four-point lead looks a whole lot different than a three-point lead when there's 14 seconds up there for obvious reasons. Nick Perriott has not been to the line tonight. He has 8 points on a deuce and 2 threes. Here shooting 1-1. The shot is up and it is good. Nick Perriott, the 6'3 senior, hits the front end of the 1-1, and now it's a 4-point Johnson-Brock lead with 14 seconds to go. Perriott, second free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Rebound comes down to Riley Nelson. Down in a hurry, right side. Right side jump shot, Stice doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Jalen Behrens, a whistle and a foul. Jalen Behrens will go to the line, will walk to the other end. Johnson-Brock fans are sensing victory here. Down to 6.7 seconds to go. The Eagles with a 4-point lead, 38-34. And Jalen Behrens at the line, shooting 1-1. Behrens has not been to the line tonight. He does have 2 points. Front end of the 1-1 is up and off, no good. Rebound Simon. Down court in a hurry with it. Comes Dunn. He'll pull up for a long three that's off, no good. Rebound Johnson Brock. There's the buzzer. And the ball game, your final score tonight, the Johnson-Brock Eagles with the win over the Sacred Heart Irish. Your final, Johnson-Brock 38 and Sacred Heart 34. Don't go away. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Falls City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside Johnson-Brock High School. Your final score tonight, the Johnson-Brock Eagles, posting a 38-34 win over the Sacred Heart Irish. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring in the ballgame. First of all, for the Irish, two players in double figures tonight. Evan Keithley finished with 11 points in the ballgame. Sam Dunn added 10. 8 points for Joe Simon, and Jack Stice had 5 for Sacred Heart's total of 34. From the charity stripe, Sacred Heart made just 6 out of 13 from the free throw line. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, 38 points on the board, just one player in double figures. That was Camden Dollinghouse. He finished with 14 points in the contest. Nick Perriott had 9. With 5 points was Sloan Pelican. 3 points each tonight for Brody Kaler and Kason Dollinghouse. And Jalen Behrens and Leighton Behrens each chipped in 2 apiece for their total of 38. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart hit 7 out of 9 from the charity stripe. 38-34, the Johnson-Brock boys get the win in the girls' contest earlier tonight. It was the Sacred Heart girls over Johnson-Brock. 55-49 was the final in that one. Don't forget, tomorrow night on KTNC, we'll have the Fall City Tigers at Weeping Water. So that just about wraps it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, for Tara Studheit and all of our Johnson-Brock broadcasting students, you've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3. Good night, Southeast Nebraska.